My granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the first meeting of the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club was held last night at the home of Abner Peabody. President Lum Edwards presided over the meeting, and refreshments were served at a late hour. All members present declared they had a fine time. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Oh, yeah, it was a wonderful meeting, Professor. Yeah, it's too bad you couldn't have been there. Oh, yeah, it was awful cultural.
Tell him how good the cocoa was, too, Lum.
Why, next week, Professor. Yeah, we decided to hold meetings every Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him how smart I was in the discussions.
Well, I think it'll be over at Grandpap's place. Yeah, he said he'd better ask his woman, Aunt Charity, first.
I talked to him, man.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah, I wish you would do that. That's a good idea. All right, Professor. We'll be seeing you then if we don't see you before. Goodbye.
Does Professor Sloan think he can make the next meeting, Lum?
Yeah, the fact is he said he'd pick out the subject for discussion first.
Well, reckon what he'll pick out.
Oh, I don't know. Some high-class culture subject. I know that for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be that. Yes, sir.
You know, Abner, I believe the Golden Era Discussion Club is one of the best things that ever happened to this community.
Yes, sir, I believe it is.
It's what we've been needing for a long, long time.
Yeah. And I'll admit, I didn't think much of the idea when you first brung it up, Lum, but after we got to discussing that high-class stuff, it just got awful interesting to me.
Oh, yeah, it's bound to. I'm proud of you say that, too, Abner.
And to be honest, I never knowed before just how smart I was.
Well, that just shows what this kind of a club will do for a feller. Brings out the culture side of him.
Oh, it done it me.
Take Ulysses, for instance. Now, there's a fellow you never suspected he was high-class and intellectual, would you?
No, sir, you never would.
To look at him, you'd more than likely say he was just a common, everyday, ignorant fellow, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, fact is, I have said that about him myself more than once.
Well, just look how he sat there in the meeting last night and entered right into that discussion.
Oh, he's a fine man. I think an awful lot of him. Wish he's my brother. I
talked his head off.
Yeah.
And
yep.
He got off some awful brainy remarks, too, I'll say that for him.
He sure done it. Yes, sir, he done it. What was some of them things he said? I'd love to recollect them.
Yeah, let's see. What was that he said now?
I recollect hearing him say, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, facts is, I believe that's all I do recollect hearing him say.
Well, now that I think about it, it wasn't so much what he said, it was the way he said it.
How?
He put a lot of meaning into them words.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell there's a deep thinker, that Ulysses.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is, Ed.
I bound you he learned more from that discussion than all the rest of us put together.
Yeah, well, of course, Lum, I don't like to cast compliments right in our own face, but maybe the rest of us are smarter than him. We didn't have to learn so much.
No. Now, he's a brainy feller.
Oh, I know that. Thank the world and all of him.
Now, if we can just get everybody in town as interested in high-class stuff as he is, we'll soon make Pine Ridge the culturedest one town in the whole country.
Well, good for us. Good for us.
And then we ought to start expanding.
Expanding
Cherry Hill and Odin.
Oh.
And finally, we'll have this whole community where it'll all be might nigh up to our level. Almost, anyway.
Yes, sir. A couple of days ago, I'd have said we couldn't have did it.
Get the phone there, Abner. I believe that's our ring, wouldn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I never paid no attention. I see interested here. I'll see. Hello. Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, hello, Ulysses, old feller. How are you?
Oh, Ulysses.
Yeah. Say, I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to get you to move your house over on this side of your property. Get closer to my place if you could. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, we'll talk about it.
Proud to see that spirit manifested.
What? Why, let me think now.
Make a nice neighbor, Ulysses.
Just a minute. I'll ask Lum. Say, Lum. This is Ulysses, and he wants to know what that was we was discussing last night.
Why, it was, we talked about, don't you know,
How?
Annie, what was that now? Something high class, I know.
Yeah, let's see. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there. Maybe he'll recollect what it was.
I ought to be able to think of that. I was the one that picked it out in the first place.
Yeah, just a minute, Ulysses. We'll have it for you in a minute. Hold the phone.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, Cedric, hurry up. Come here. We want to ask you a question.
Yes, Mom.
What was that subject we were discussing over at my place last night?
Oh, it was, let's see, something about, Beethoven. That's all I recollect.
Oh, yeah, sure. What's that matter with me?
Hello, Ulysses.
Sure.
It was about a Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Beethoven, Mom says. Yeah, that's it. What's that? Just a minute, I'll ask him. Mom, what line of work is he in, he said?
Beethoven?
Yeah.
Oh, music. He writes music.
Oh, yeah. Hello? He writes music, Ulysses. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, no, you must have heard wrong. Yeah. All right, Ulysses, not at all. Call me up every once in a while. Love to talk to you. Yeah, goodbye.
What was that he heard wrong, then?
Oh, he heard you say something about famous painters at the meeting last night, and he thought this Beethoven fellow was a painter, and he wanted to get in touch with him.
Get in touch with him?
Yeah, he's looking for somebody to help him paint his barn.
Paint his barn?
Yeah, well, what can we do for you today, Cedric?
Nothing, I don't reckon. Doggone it anyways.
Well, for the land's sake, what's wrong with you?
Oh, I don't know hardly much.
Didn't you have a good time at the meeting last night?
Oh, yes, Mom, it ain't that.
Well, what is it then?
Oh, I got me a job today.
Well?
Going to start working over at Walt Bates' place, doing that defense work.
Well, good for you, Cedric.
Grannies, I think you'll be happy about that, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, but you see, I figured having a regular job would help me get Clarabel back for my study girl.
Oh, I see. You're having some romantic troubles, huh?
Yes, Mom, I think that's what I'm having.
Well, is Clarabel still going with Gomer Bates?
Well, part of the time, yes. See, me and Gomer have sort of been taking turns about going with Clarabel.
Oh, been taking turns, huh?
Well, see, one Saturday night, him and her will go somewhere together, and then the next Saturday night, they let me go along with them.
Well, that's a nice arrangement, Cedric.
Why, it ain't no such a thing.
Huh?
Why, Granny Cedric, if I was you, I wouldn't stand for that. I wouldn't let that go on no longer.
Well, it ain't.
Well, good for you.
No, Mom. Starting this week, Gomer's going to go with her every Saturday night study.
Huh?
You see, Gomer's was the one that talked to his papa into getting me this job for me over at the mill.
Oh, well, that was thoughty of him.
But they put me on the night shift, so I have to work every single night. The graveyard or the swing shift or something.
Well, I do know, Cedric.
Granny Cedric, you've got to do something about this. As your friend, I ain't going to sit by and let you lose Clarabel this way.
Well, what ought I to do, though? Just quit the job?
Oh, no. They need all the fellas they can get there. It's awful important work. Mousy and all them other soldiers are depending on that defense work getting done so they'll have something to fight with. No, don't quit your job.
Well, what ought he to do then, Mom?
Why, he ought to just stand right up and tell Clarabel that she's his girl, and that's all they are to it.
What if she don't agree with him, though?
Well, don't listen to her in that case. Be the master. Facts is, what you ought to do is marry her.
Marry her.
My dog is, I believe Lum's right about that, Cedric.
Of course I am. You've knowed Clarabel for a long time now, and I think she'd make you a good wife.
Oh, yes, she would. A good, stout girl. Be good for field work. And, quick as you got her broke in doing chores around there, learn how to swing an axe and all that, why, she'll make you a good woman.
And you're getting to be a growed-up boy yourself, Cedric. You got yourself a good job now, and you're making some money. You're getting yourself cultured at the discussion club.
That's right, hon. You can sit around of evening and discuss this Beethoven business.
Come on, Cedric. Get on the phone and call Clarabel right now.
Yeah.
Do that. Go on.
Come on now, Cedric. This is as good a time as any now.
Oh, no. I ain't no good on the telephone. I get all mixed up.
Oh, well, we'll help you. Come on now. Take the receiver off the hook there. Come on.
Oh, don't push me, Mr. Adams.
Now, you never get married unless somebody gives you a little shove. Go ahead now. Ring that phone. Go on.
Oh, shucks. I don't recollect her ring.
You do, Dunnett. You've called her 1,000 or 100 times. Now, go on, Cedric.
Go on, Cedric.
Well, all right. You fellas got to help me, though.
That's our time. Don't worry, we'll help you.
Shorts.
Doggies, you're nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose, Cedric. Now, just take your time. Talk to her now.
Wait till I quit shaking.
Well, you don't get nervous about it now, Cedric.
Just try to keep calm. Don't get excited.
Yeah, that's the thing to do now.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Don't just keep saying hello, Cedric.
Here, you take the receiver. I can't go through with this.
Yes, you can, Cedric. Now, go ahead.
Sure, go on. Talk to her.
Hello? Hello?
Tell her who you are, Cedric.
This is Cedric. Yes, Mom. Cedric Weehunt.
That's a time.
Now what?
Well, tell her you got a good job.
I got a good job.
And you want to settle down.
And you want to settle down.
No, not her, you, Cedric.
Well, somebody wants to settle down.
Oh, my.
Better
goodness.
Just ask her to marry you, Cedric.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, will you marry me? Mom? Well, I'll be doggone.
Cedric, careful. Don't drop that receiver. Here, let me have
it. Hang it up for him, Abner.
Yeah.
What'd she say, Cedric?
I'll be doggone. She said yes.
Yes? Well, I do know. Doggy, Cedric, you're engaged. Put her there.
Congratulations,
let
Cedric.
Me shake your hand.
I never thought I'd live to see this day.
No,
proud
sir,
of
me
you.
Neither. I never thought you'd go through
I know
with
that's
it,
all it takes. Just to ask
you. Well, to be honest, Cedric, I'll tell you, I figured that you'd go through. Just a minute. For the land's sake.
What's the matter?
Look who's walking across the street there.
Huh?
That's Clarabelle.
Clarabelle?
Sure.
Then that couldn't have been her that. Oh, my goodness.
Why, doggy Cedric, after all these years, you're finally going to get yourself married, and now you don't know who it is.